news broke earlier today, Hassan Reddick did not show up for Jets camp, which I guess came as a shock to the New York Jets, who, I mean, it's just been a frustrating thing for them, and they're catching it on both ends. This is what I talk about with the Jets, that they can't catch a break, and everybody's, why would you trade for a guy you knew he wasn't going to give a contract to? Oh, you talked to him. Oh, whether you were lied to, you're supposed to believe him. Like, it's always the Jets. It's always the Jets' fault. And right now, it's just, it's frustrating because to have this guy come in, they obviously decide not to get Huff. They trade with the Eagles to get Hassan Reddick, who is third in sacks in the NFL over the last handful of years. You know the stats and how talented he is, and you knew he did want a contract. But apparently, the Jets were told from Hassan Reddick's camp that he is going to show up to all team events. They're expecting some sort of, you know, contract negotiations, but they expect him to be there. And obviously, they were taken aback earlier when he didn't show up to OTAs, and now clearly on holdout, trying to get a contract. Apparently, now the reports are that they tried to offer him a contract and work with him before this holdout, but the Jets don't have interest in negotiating with a player who's not going to show up and is holding out. So, I mean, it's a mess. It's unfortunate. And for me, I mean, in my mind, typically when these things happen, especially for a Jets team that is all in, a Jets team that needs to win this year, a GM who needs to win this year, a head coach who needs to win this year, a team that needs to at least at the bare minimum, you know, make the playoffs for the first time in 13 years and break this ridiculous streak that not only, you know, covers the NFL, but all of professional sports. It has to stop. I mean, for me, it just feels like in this situation, in most situations when it's holdout, the player has most of the leverage here. I know he's missing, you know, he's getting fined $50,000 a day. It's a ton of money. It's a lot of money. I get it. You know, maybe if, you know, certain guys step up and Cam McDonald or others with the Jets, you know, show some ability, the Jets could push it down the line a little bit. But I find it very hard to believe that they're not going to give him a contract. I mean, typically when you see these guys, players hold out, it would be embarrassing. The Jets made this trade. They knew he was looking for a new contract. Whatever they were told, whatever they were misled, whatever, you know, message was sent by his camp, his agent, whatever. It's just whenever he decided to hold out, I just feel like he's got most of the leverage. The Jets just can't afford to let this thing linger. And listen, the defense is their strong suit. They should be good defensively, but they still need a pass rush. They need Hassan Reddick. They traded for him. They need him. And to start camp like this on a season that, you know, you're tired of all this nonsense, whether it's the Jets' fault or not, you're just tired of constantly have to deal with something. It's always something. It's Rodgers in Egypt. It's Rodgers getting hurt. It's whatever's going on. It's now you got to deal with Hard Knocks. The uniform tweets from the owner, like whatever the case may be, it always appears to be something. Nothing's ever smooth. And this year just needs to be smooth, man. Whether it's Hackett getting called out by Peyton at the start of the year, like there's just always, so even if it's not their fault, there's always surrounding noise around this Jet team. And this year needs to be smooth sailing. This year has to be the year where everything comes together. And, I it's a story. Rodgers showed up to camp. I don't know why. I don't know why I saw a headline. Aaron Rodgers reports to camp. I mean, did anybody doubt he was going to report to camp? He showed up wearing an Egyptian cat T-shirt just to mess with everyone. You got to love this guy. You got to love him. You got to love Rodgers, or at least put up with him. One or the other. But, I mean, in my mind, I just feel like this is too big a spot, too important a player, and would be too embarrassing for the Jets, and just another distraction not to go out there and give him a contract that you knew you were going to have to give him at some point, and we'll see, you know, what he's asking for. But it sounds like right now the game of chicken will begin. $50,000 a day, he wants a contract. They were under the understanding that they would work on a contract as long as he was reporting, and now he's not reporting, and the Jets don't have any interest in negotiating with someone who's not there. Here we go. And in my mind, if we're going to have a game of chicken, it's going to be really hard for the Jets not to be the one to blink first, because they can't have turmoil throughout camp. They need him in here. They need him healthy. They need him going. Now, you know, he's an edge rusher. He doesn't have to play every single down. He's a guy who I don't know how much it hurts. He's a veteran. He pins his ear back and goes after the quarterback. As you heard, when the Eagles traded him, they had some issues with him because he was sack happy. Well, I mean, I hope so. So I don't know what kind of, you know, how much he hurts his ability, but we've seen, I know it's a different sport, but even in baseball this year, all the pitchers and players who signed late and missed camp got off to miserable starts for the most part, almost exclusively. You don't want to miss time. You don't want to be away from the team, especially a new team just coming here. You want him in camp. You want things running smooth. You don't want the distraction. You don't want to have you guys answering these questions. You want to just go about this year because it's the most important year the Jets have had in forever. And it's going to start with this nonsense.